You're talking like you're in love with...
What? A memory? So what?
I care about you. I'm your brother. I'm not going to stand here and watch you tear yourself apart.
I couldn't find her.
You did everything you could. Yeah, but I didn't save her.
Hey, what are you trying to do?
There's something strange going on.
Now you take your brother and you get out of here.
I don't care if it doesn't make sense to somebody else. I want to find out about her. Don't romanticize her. She's gone. You can't fall in love with her.
Hardy Boys, Death Surf.
Thank you. can't do it, Frank. You'll kill yourself. Now, come on. You're too tired.
You should let me dive one more time.
You did all that you could. If you'd stayed out there any longer, it'd be you they were looking for now.
I couldn't find her. I thought I saw her, so I went back down. I just couldn't hold my breath.
Take it easy, Frank. Take it easy. You did everything you could, okay? No one could have done any more. Nobody.
Yeah, but I didn't save her.
You gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
They all come here. The beautiful people. The sun and the surf. They just can't wait to get out there on those waves and start showing off.
This is the third drowning in 2 weeks. Did you know that? Those fools.
You better go home and get some rest and get warmed up. I'll need a complete report, but it can wait until morning.
Is there anything we can do?
There's no more anyone can do. All we got was her name. Marianne Dalton. Some of the kids from the beach knew her. We're still getting the details.
Let's go, Frank.
Go home before you get pneumonia.
Yes, Mr. Weston. I promise we will be there tomorrow morning with the contract and the deposit. Yeah, I know you have staff to hire and food to prepare. No, I don't expect it to take 5 minutes. We were unavoidably detained. I'm sorry. I see. Okay, we'll be there. He was unavoidably annoying. Apparently, he's been listening to the Trans-Pacific Race on the radio, and Dad is about 12 miles behind the front runner. Thinks our planned victory celebration may be a little premature.
I think Dad feels just finishing the race is worth a celebration.
Probably ought to get to sleep, huh?
Yeah.
Standing up in front of the window all night? That's a habit of yours I must have missed.
You know, one minute a girl is there, healthy, vibrant, alive. And she's gone. Sure makes you think.
Yeah, I know.
Lieutenant, I don't mean to criticize the abilities of your men, but this thing just doesn't make much sense.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chen. I know how you must feel. I've got kids myself, but there were witnesses. All the stories concur.
No, no, no. Terry was a champion swimmer, Lieutenant. She couldn't just fall in the water and drown. Now, look, I've got to have some answers to my questions. This Frank Hardy, for instance. If he was the only one close enough to actually see what happened, now, how do we know he wasn't involved in her drowning rather than her rescue?
We checked him out. He and his brother both are very respected young men from Massachusetts.
Leopold and Loeb were both respected young men.
You didn't let me finish. It seems they're detectives and have worked with numerous police departments on the mainland. Frank Hardy's background is above reproach.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Frank and Joe Hardy. This is Mr. Turner, Terry's father. He just flew in from San Francisco.
I'm terribly sorry about your daughter.
Mr. Turner, I respect your grief. I really do. But my brother almost drowned trying to save someone he didn't even know.
And I'm sorry for what I said. It's just that I was feeling so helpless.
I understand.
I don't understand something. I thought your daughter's name was Marianne.
Seems she was using the name Marianne Dalton. All the identification that we turned up was under the name Terry Turner.
Why would she use a different name?
Perhaps she thought she could magically change her life. I'm sorry I accused you. I can't accept the fact that she drowned.
I know, I can't accept it either, and I was the nearest one to her. She just didn't surface again after she fell.
Could I speak to you alone for a few minutes?
Of course.
Maybe we can help each other out.
How's that?
Frank, I didn't know that girl had drowned out there.
You said she was your daughter.
She was, but When Terry's mother died, she took it very badly. Our relationship deteriorated and she ended up leaving home. Now, that was over 2 years ago and I haven't seen her since. She left resenting me and all the things I stood for.
What is that?
Wealth, an impeccable reputation, solid base to build a life on. All the middle-class sellouts.
There must have been more to it than that.
Well, there was. I made some mistakes with her, I admit that. But I thought that with love and time, I could get her back. Well, that dream's gone now.
I'm sorry.
Frank, Terry was all I had. I'm not a morbid person, but I'd like to know who she became before she died. I'd like to know who her friends were, what her values were. My daughter's gone, and I didn't even know her. It's a terrible thing to have to admit to myself.
I understand.
I know this has been hard on you too, Frank, but really, I think we could help each other.
Go on.
Lieutenant Conrad said that you and your brother are detectives, is that right?
Sometimes.
You and your brother are young, you're Terry's contemporaries. I can't help but think that you'd be better at getting information out of her friends than either the police or I would be. I want to know who my daughter was before she died, Frank, and you can help me. Now, will you do it, please?
You did what?
I agreed to help him. Look, Joe, it's important to him. He really wants to know.
Frank, you sure it's not you that really wants to know?
Maybe. Maybe that's true, too. Look, I'll do it by myself.
We're a team, remember?
For what?
There could have been someone that knows a death means an abandoned apartment. That's an open invitation to robbery.
Someone certainly took advantage of the invitation.
Marianne, thanks for all your help. Love, Mark Crawford. Let's see what Mr. Crawford knows. He was nice enough to leave his thank you note in the back of his business card.
Beautiful, lovely, oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, now you've got to work with me on this. We are selling perfume, not a bar of soap at Mulberry Street, right? Okay, lovely, now hold that.
You sent her some flowers.
That's right. Love, could you raise your head, please? Get the shadow out of your eyes. I want to see them, thank you. Yes, I would have sent her the entire flower shop if I could have afforded it. But as you can see by my palatial surroundings, I couldn't.
You know about her accident?
Yes. I read about it in this morning's paper on page 8. She deserves better than page 8.
Do you think you could stop for a minute, please, and tell us about Marianne?
I don't need to stop. I'm used to working on the move. I was crazy about Marianne, but I wasn't alone. She had that effect on people. I got 2 full fashion layouts thanks to her.
How's that?
She used to pose for me. Must have given me 100 hours of her time. Marianne would never take anything in return. All right, love. Thank you very much. Next time, try to get a little sleep, won't you? I'm a photographer, not a magician. She'll be a great girl when she grows up.
Is there anything more you can tell us about Marianne?
She knew how important it was for me to make it here. Sometimes she even worked harder than I did in order to make me the breadwinner.
Were you that close?
Well, we weren't having a thing, if that's what you mean. You see, my wife turns 21 at the end of this month.
Her ancestors were some of the original settlers of these islands. When she does turn 21, she shall inherit a good portion of the family fortune. You get my point? I married Lucy for her money.
Yeah, but only now they'll see that you made it on your own.
Right. Thanks to Marianne.
Girl. Where'd you meet her?
Place. She used to sing down near the beach. Hopper's place.
Can you give us directions?
Sure. Shane.
Well, he didn't seem very broken up for someone who was supposedly so fond of her.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about it being business as usual in there.
Well, what did you expect? A funeral march playing on the stereo and mourners weeping from the dark room?
No, I just figured that...
What?
I don't know. The film.
What?
The film that you took on the beach. Let's go back and set it up.
I still don't understand what we're looking for. Look, I was only 50 yards away from her. Watch the way she just disappears.
You see that? Now, she never came up. I mean, if she hit her head in a rock or something, why didn't I find her?
Frank, those currents are real tricky out there. I mean, she could have been swept right out over the reef.
Maybe she was shot.
You would have heard it.
Well, maybe not. Maybe somebody pulled her down from under the water.
Don't you think you're reaching a little bit? Have you seen enough?
Yeah.
Let's go see Hubba.
Hi.
We're looking for Hubba.
The whole world's looking for Hubba. Mercenary in Turkey, taxman in England, her husband in Paris. All three of them would love to find Hubba's place on the beach. And I'm happy to say none of them know where it is.
This Hubba must be quite a guy.
Well, some folks think so. Of course, hard for me to say.
You're Hubba.
Sam Hubbemeyer. You know, with a handle like that, a guy could make president or maybe mayor of some small town. But I guess I broke up too many bars in too many towns to run for public office.
Is that why you came to Hawaii?
No, I misread it. I left East Texas with a dream of opening my own bar in Algiers. You know, Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca. Well, somehow I wound up here in Hawaii, fell in love with the place, and set down some roots. This ain't Rick's place, but it'll do. What can I do for you guys?
We want to talk to you.
Oh, that's easy. I do that all day long. All kinds of folks with all kinds of dreams, they all want to talk to Hubba about it.
We want to talk to you about Marion Dalton.
You friends of hers?
Not really.
Yeah, we were good friends.
Well, and you know what happened to her?
Yeah. I understand you knew her pretty well.
Didn't take long. She'd only been on the island about 2 months. She's the kind of girl that could walk into a place and make it her own. Had hearts breaking from here to Maui. Man, what a waste. Terrible thing.
Is there anything more you can tell us about her?
I thought you said you were friends of hers.
Well, we haven't seen her in a while.
I don't believe I caught your names.
Sorry, my name's Joe Hardy. This is my brother, Frank.
Funny, Marianne never mentioned you.
Well, we didn't know we were coming here until the last minute. It was sort of a sudden decision. You can appreciate that.
We want to know if she liked it here, if she was happy.
Hard to tell with someone like Marianne. She appeared to be happy. Never saw a day go by when she didn't have a smile or make someone else smile. It's hard to tell with someone like that, what they're really thinking, if they're hurting inside. She had quite an effect on my life.
How was that?
Values. Realizing what you got. You know, some people, they look beyond the good things in case over the horizon is something better. That's what I was doing. I meant it when I said I was headed for Algiers. Hubba's place is just going to be temporary.
She made you look at things differently.
She opened up my eyes. Let me realize what I got here. All kinds of friends, everybody wanting to come see Hubba. It grew on me. I learned to enjoy it, thanks to Marianne.
Is there any reason you can think of that someone might have wanted to kill her?
Marianne? Well, why the devil do you ask a question like that?
I just remember her being a very strong swimmer.
Well, that has nothing to do with anyone drowning. You get hit in the head with your board, you get knocked out, the undertow grabs you, it's all over in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You want to see her?
Just a man, he's not the sun, he's not the sky, just an ordinary man. And when I get to thinking I might have known the kind of love that only happens once in time, just remind me I decided it was all
Frank, I think we should call Mr. Weston's office.
You call.
In my mind, when I am sleeping, in my mind, I find I'm peeping. Every memory of him is in my mind. Come tomorrow, I'll awaken every dream. This love and break it, I'm gonna make it, I'll be fine. Just don't make me have to see him, feel him near me one more time. And don't let me recall that feeling of his body pressed to mine. Just remind me I decided it was all in my mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mr. Weston. I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner. I've been trying to... Frank?
Mr. Hardy, hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. Can I call you back? My brother just ran out of here. Yeah. I'll tell you later. Okay. Okay, bye.
He's real, he's just a man. He's not the sun, he's not the sky. Just an ordinary man. And when I get to thinking
matter.
I just wanted to get out of there.
What's bothering you, Frank?
Watching her singing like that. I mean, she was a real person. She was beautiful. She was so full of life.
Well, that's what her father wanted us to find out. He did.
She's obviously a wonderful girl. She helped people. She made them happy. She's easy to talk to. She's easy to love. I think her father wants to hear that. I think that's the truth, and I think we can tell him that. And I think we can forget all about Marianne Dalton.
Look, I don't want to forget about her. I can't forget about her.
Frank, you don't even know this girl.
Look, I knew her. There's a moment between us. I knew her.
And I want to find out more about her by talking to the people around her. I want to find out about her. Look, Joe, maybe someone had a reason to kill her.
Do you know what kind of sense you're making?
I don't care if it doesn't make sense to somebody else.
Frank, it doesn't make any sense to me. I care about you. I'm your brother. I'm not going to stand here and watch you tear yourself apart.
Look, I can take care of myself.
Will you listen to yourself? Will you listen to what you're saying for just 1 minute? You're talking like you're in love with...
What? A memory? So what?
That's all it is, Frank. Somebody else's memory. Don't romanticize her. She's gone, Frank. She's dead. She's out there somewhere. You can't fall in love with her. She's gone. I'm sorry. Let's just go back to the hotel, and we'll call Mr. Weston, and we'll make the arrangements, okay?
You go back.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go down to the beach and talk to some people who knew her.
I see you back at the hotel?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Weston. I'm on my way downstairs with the papers right now. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Weston. You've been waiting for 45 minutes? Well, my brother's usually...
Hello, Mr.
Joe? Joe, you all right?
Oh,
what happened?
Some gorilla was waiting for me and decided he wanted to throw me around a little bit.
Well, looks like he did a pretty good job. Let me see your hand.
Ah.
Well, I think you're gonna be okay. Did you see who it was?
Well, I told you, it was some big guy. I've never seen him before. I couldn't get a good look at him. I was falling at the time.
First Marianne's place, now our hotel room. What does he want?
Makes you so sure the two are connected. I mean, that guy may have just been some thief I ran into.
Yeah, you really believe that?
Well, I'd like to. That way, maybe I won't see him again. Your way, we may still be in trouble.
Why? Why would asking questions about a dead girl cause this?
You've accepted the fact that she's dead?
Yeah, I've accepted it.
Frank, those things I said out on the pier, I didn't mean to hurt.
I know what you meant. I appreciate it.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I think you should talk to Marianne's father. Tell him what kind of a daughter he lost. A girl everyone loved.
Yeah, do we also tell him that since we've started looking into his daughter's personal life, her apartment has been ransacked, our room has been searched, and I've been knocked out?
I might also add that someone's been around asking questions about Marianne down at the beach.
Who?
Maybe your friend the gorilla.
Well, we have a lot of questions to ask ourselves. I just don't know who is going to answer them.
Let's go down to Hubba's place. It seems to be the focal point of the area. If we're to believe him, everybody comes in there to talk to him.
All right, let's go see Hubba.
Look, Hubba, I've got to talk to you.
Hold on just a minute.
Thanks. Can I talk to you a second?
Sure. You've got beautiful eyes. Has anybody ever told you that?
No, not today.
They're kind of melting. So warm and green. You're so nice and handsome.
Bernie.
Do you like my name? I know Bernie's kind of a funny name for a girl, but it's better than Bernice. I get these letters addressed to Mr. Bernie Lucas. I mean, do I look like a mister? I am a girl.
I know. Marianne. Were there any special friends of Marianne's that came in here regularly?
No. She didn't mix with the patrons. Not intimately. But she knew them all. Gee, you're so cute. What's your sign?
Yield.
There you go.
Hey, did Marianne have a boyfriend?
Not that I know of.
Did she spend any time with anyone who might have been into anything illegal?
Hey, what are you trying to do? I tell you, that girl was the best. And you come around here asking if she was hanging out with creeps. Well, her reputation's all she's got left. Now, why are you trying to ruin it?
Look, I'm not trying to ruin it. There's something strange going on here, and I'm just trying to find out what it is.
Well, there was nothing strange going on about Marianne. She was straight. She was the best thing that ever happened to this place. Now, you take your brother and you get out of here. Because my hospitality just wore out.
How old are you? No. Don't tell me. Age is only a hang-up if you make it one. Anyway, I got a feeling you like older women with a little more experience.
Every time.
How long are you going to be staying in Hawaii?
Well, Mom gets a little upset if I stay way too long, so I'll be going back tomorrow.
Call her. Tell her you'll be in good hands.
I'll do that.
Joe, we've got to leave.
Yeah, right now.
Well,
we have to be going. Bernie, it's been a slice of life. Good to see you.
Come on in again.
Bernie? Just one of the guys.
Those guys just went out the door. They need a little attention. Now, I don't want to go to a funeral. I just want you to break enough bones so they'll be more comfortable in the hospital on the mainland. You set it up.
Hello.
I hear you guys have been asking a lot of questions.
I know what you need to know to solve the mystery about Marianne.
$100 and be at the Carl warehouses in 10 minutes.
Last one, building 4. If you're 1 minute late, you're gonna be talking to each other.
before you thank this guy. He's the one who knocked me out and was searching the room.
I can explain that.
Yeah, you're an intriguing fellow. First you knock me out, then you save our lives.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to knock you out. You hit your head against something. I didn't bring you around because I didn't want you to know who I was or what I was doing in your room.
What were you doing in our room? What is it you're looking for?
$100,000.
We usually don't carry that much with us. I mean, those large bills get so hard to tip. Whose $100,000?
Mine.
What makes you think that we would have it?
You were friends of Terry's. Terry or Marianne worked for my company on the mainland. My name is Don Gilson. I'm an investment lawyer. She worked as an accountant. And for a long time, it was strictly business. One day, I realized I was in love with her. I found out that she loved me. Or that she said that she did.
What do you mean?
Oh, I believed her at the time. I made her an account executive. I gave her complete access to all the clients' funds. I never doubted her love until 6 months ago when she disappeared with $100,000 in cash.
Why haven't you gone to the police?
I didn't want to prosecute her. I've been trying to find Terry since she disappeared. I wanted to see if I could talk her into returning the money.
Because you loved her?
No. No, she destroyed that. I didn't want to prosecute her because if word of the embezzlement got out, I could be ruined. I traced her to the islands the day before yesterday. I got here the morning she... I saw you guys at her apartment, and I thought you might have the money. Or know where it is.
What would you do with the money if you found it?
Get on a plane back to the mainland, return the money to the company. That way her memory wouldn't have to be tarnished.
And your business wouldn't be ruined.
That's right.
You should go to the police.
Well, I intend to if I can't find it myself. I believe you guys don't know where the money is. I don't know why you're asking questions about Terry or Marianne, but if you come across anything that can help me, I'll be staying at the Hilton. Look, if you don't trust me, then take the information to the police. Oh, and try and stay out of trouble, huh? I won't always be around.
What do you think?
I think he's lying.
Now, are you basing that judgment on something you just heard or something you feel?
Joe, sometimes you have to go with your instincts. I believe in Marianne. And why don't you check out this Mr. Gilson?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go pay a visit with our local friendly islander, Sam Hubblemeyer, and ask him about some of the patrons that frequent his place. Those two gorillas that were here were in there this afternoon.
Why didn't you say that before?
Well, I didn't think it was any of Mr. Gilson's business. I'll see you at Hubba's.
For a short break.
Look, it's important. I have to talk to him. Where'd he go?
To his boat. It's moored down by the pier.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, is that cute friend of yours coming in again?
Yeah, he'll probably be here.
Good. You tell him I called his mother, and she said it was all right if he came out and played.
I'll do that.
Thank you. How about?
Marianne.
Who are you?
Don't you remember me?
You were out there windsurfing yesterday.
How nice of you to remember. I'm the guy that almost drowned trying to save you from your fake accident.
What do you want? I'm all right, as you can see, so don't feel badly about it. Just forget about it, okay?
Hey, I don't want to forget it. I want to know why a beautiful, talented girl embezzles $100,000 and fakes her death.
Embezzled? Embezzled what? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a great con artist who fooled everyone. You probably even helped that English photographer get his wife's inheritance. You've got poor Hubba hiding you on his yacht, which makes him an accomplice. And you've got Don Gilson running around trying to get the money to clear your name.
His name is not Gilson, and that money wasn't embezzled. It was stolen from a Canadian bank.
Thanks for your help, Frank. Terry, I don't know if I could have found it without you.
Listen, son. I got nothing more to talk to you about. Now get out of here before I have you thrown out.
Look, my brother was coming in here. You must have seen him. His life may be in real danger.
You did come back. I thought for a minute I'd scared you off. Your brother said you'd be back in.
He was in here?
Yeah, asking for you. I told him where your boat is and you were on a break.
How long ago was he here?
About 20 minutes ago.
Where's your boat? Hey, come on, I don't know what's going on around here, but if you don't tell me where that boat is, I'm gonna have this place crawling with cops. That guy out there is not who he says he is. He's wanted for armed robbery, and he's following Frank. I just got off the phone with the FBI.
It must be the guy she's afraid of. Come on!
How did you do it?
There was a scuba tank anchored to the bottom of the ocean. I swam down to it and then just kept going.
No wonder I couldn't find you. What about the robbery?
I had nothing to do with it, but he was wounded. I had to help him.
Because you loved him?
I thought I did. Anyway, he sent me back to the States to get the money from where he'd hidden it. I really wanted to return it, but I just didn't know how to go about doing it without going to jail. I was an accessory.
So you came to this tropical paradise on that money?
No, I haven't used any of it. I still want to return it. See, Hubba was going to help me, but then we were seeing a friend off at the airport and...
And that's when you saw me, your old love.
So Hubba knew too?
Yes, the fake drowning was his idea.
It's a shame it didn't work. Now, one more time. Where's the money? You don't want to do that. Now, you tell me, Terry. But this time, you're going to be an accomplice in a murder.
It's under Hubba's house.
Well, let's go and get it.
That was for Marianne.
That was great. Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca couldn't have done it any better.
You better believe it.
Maybe it is all right to fall in love with a memory. Sweetheart.
Come tomorrow.
On the mainland. Since the money's being returned, they're not going to press charges. Well, that's great.
I don't know how I'll ever thank you enough.
I should be thanking you. If you hadn't asked me to help find out about your daughter, I would have gone on thinking I'd failed to save a girl's life.
I wouldn't have met Marianne. I want to thank you too, Mr. Hubblemeyer, for protecting my daughter.
Just a little Texas hospitality. You can call me Hubba. Everybody else does.
Hubba. I like your place. It reminds me of Rick's in Casablanca.
Now, you're a real gentleman. Drinks around the house.
It's all over, and I really don't mind.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Shall we go? You promised me a walk.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Excuse us.
They sure make a nice couple. That reminds me of a gal I knew in Dallas.
What?
So glad it was you who found me.
I am too. Hi there, young lovers. Hey, come on, we're gonna be late for the victory celebration. Dad came in 10. We can't keep Mr. Weston waiting.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.